You're on 981-2NM. There is a race meeting at Muswellbrook Racecourse, Skeletar Park, tomorrow. Joining us is General Manager, for the time being, Dwayne Dowell. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, there.
This is your last gig, isn't it? Your last event?
Yeah, Friday's my last day. So, yeah, a bit bittersweet. Looking forward to the new challenges at Newcastle, but obviously very sad to be leaving the crew here at Muswellbrook, who have been amazing. You know, it's been 10 and up to 11 years since I started here at Muswellbrook, firstly in a board position, then general manager for about 6.5 years. So, yeah, a sad day, which is also our race day. And, you know, obviously no people around. It's going to be a pretty quiet day as well.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. What is going to be happening? What's the official word for Friday as far as punters turning up to watch the races?
Yeah, so unfortunately we can't allow the general public in or owners of horses. So it's strictly for race day essential staff only, so trainers and strappers, jockeys, some support staff. That's pretty much all we're going to have on track on Friday, and that's just to be in line with the conditions that have been put in place from the state government. It's great that we can still race and provide entertainment on the TV screens, so people that are keen to see what happens in the races at Muswellbrook, they'll just have to tune into the Sky Racing network, or you can also see it on the Racing New South Wales website as well. We'll be able to have the live vision from there. So a few avenues to be able to still catch the races at Muswellbrook.
Well, as part of the tradition, after each race, the winner gets their photo taken. Will you be the man in the photo for each of the races tomorrow, if that's the case?
Well, it's been a bit quirky the last couple of months because they haven't been the nicest photos when you've got everyone wearing masks. But tomorrow we won't even be doing that. We'll be even myself won't be going anywhere near the jockeys or trainers because they are moving between clubs. So
yeah,
there'll be plenty of distance spread around, and that'll be one thing we probably won't be going ahead with tomorrow's those sash photos, unfortunately. But, you know, a win's still a win. So there'll be owners at home watching on the TV or on that Racing New South Wales website, and if your horse still wins, there'll still be some pretty lots of excitement if they happen to win, especially the Queen of the Valley there, because the first four runners across the line in that race will actually get access to a stallion nomination of some of the local studs. So it's not only about the prize money in the Queen of the Valley Matchmaker, which is race seven, it's also the opportunity that if you've got a mare that's going into the breeding barn and finishing racing and heading off to the breeding barn, that they're going to get some access to some pretty good stallions as well to be able to start their breeding career.
So it's all about the love at Skeletar Park tomorrow.
It is. It's going to be a bit like horses Tinder tomorrow. So that's what the matchmaker is all about. You know, as I say, the first four across the line, the winner will get first choice of a list of stallions, and then once they've selected, the second place getter will then get the pick of the remaining down to fourth spot. So we're looking forward to seeing who wins that one. There's a couple of locals in it which are of interest. I thought the Tim McIntosh train, The Storm in Me, was a late entry, but is in the race now. Very lightly raced, but is on the up. And I spoke to Tim when The Storm in Me won at Muswellbrook about a month ago, and he said, this could be the best horse I've ever had in my stable. So
ooh,
that was a pretty big rap for Tim.
Yeah.
It's only had the one start. It's probably giving one win, sorry, out of four starts. But it's a horse that's on the up. It's only had a handful of career starts. It is racing horses that are probably a little bit more experienced. But when you've got a horse like this that's on a bit of an upward spiral, it's certainly worth following. So I know Tim originally had it nominated or entered into another race during the program, but has elected to now put it into the Queen of the Valley Matchmaker. Worth watching for sure. And there's a couple other local runners as well. Pat Farrell's got a horse called Sparky Girl in it. She's a bit of an enigma, Sparky Girl. She gets back in her races, and sometimes she decides to finish fast, and other times she hands it up. So I don't know what we're going to get a Sparky Girl, but certainly got the talent to be in the running as well. Stephen Gleeson's got one. Belle of Portugal hasn't been at her best in the last few starts, but loves racing at Muswellbrook, so they might grow another leg here as well. So got three solid Muswellbrook chances in that race. So looking forward to seeing how those three go in particular.
And as you mentioned, whoever comes first, they get the pick of the stallions, and then second, third and fourth involved in that as well. And just so I clarify, it's the horses only. The jockeys have got nothing to do with that.
No, that's right, exactly. And look, I must thank the three participating studs too for their support of this race. We've got Witten Stud have offered up a couple of stallion nominations in Sepedo and also Stratum Star. Kingstar Farm, which is out of Denman, they've offered up a selection of some of their stallions as well. Ballpoint, Unite and Conquer. And Binary Stud has offered up a lovely stallion nomination in Press Statement. So all of them are good good stallions that get plenty of winners with their progeny. Certainly worth winning.
Absolutely. Everybody, enjoy the final race for Dwayne Dowell tomorrow at Muswellbrook Race Club. Dwayne, thank you very much for your time. You'll still be in contact with us for the sideline view, so we won't lose you completely, especially because your tips have been so hot recently.
We went all right last weekend with Palele. Yeah, it was a nice win. We had one of the three, but I think it paid about $9. So if you got onto that one, you don't worry about the two losers. You should have been in front.
He's the punter's friend, ladies and gentlemen, and he's my mate as well. Dwayne Dowell, as always, thank you very much.
Good on you. Thanks, Beth.